Pilot RC is one of the most popular manufacturers of RC jets and 3D aerobatic planes worldwide. You can easily spot top pilots flying these models at major air shows and competitions in South America, Europe, Middle East, and Asia. Tails Light Aviation, which recently became the US distributor for Pilot RC, is on a mission to make these models more accessible to the US market and increase the awareness of their brand. Today we're in conversation with Harry, a lifelong aviation modeler and the owner of Tails Light Aviation. We delve into the challenges and triumphs of launching an RC company in this day and age. We'll also explore the latest offerings from Pilot RC, including the highly anticipated Matrix 3D jet. Hey, Harry. How are you doing?
Hey, Juan. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you, and welcome to the Skybound RC podcast. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for asking me to be on your show. Appreciate it.
A few months ago, you took over Pilot RC Distribution, right? You started Tails Light. For those people that maybe don't know you yet, can you give a brief intro about your background and how you got to this point?
Well, I started flying back in 98. So flying RC airplanes has been a passion of mine for many, many years. You know, from the very first time that I ran across someone flying an RC airplane, I don't think I've ever put a transmitter down. And it was like, it was an accident when I found a field. You know, I was driving one morning and there was a Piper Cub somewhere on 95. I was living in Maryland at that time. And I thought the plane went down and then I followed it. And then I walked into, and I just drove right into an RC field. And I think that Sunday, I went straight to the hobby shop and bought me a trainer, an LT-40. And took 2 weeks off work just so I can learn how to fly. And within a week, I soloed, and I've been addicted ever since, and I love it.
Have you been into some particular style of flying since then?
I've tried all of them. You know, I love Warbirds. I love the P-51, P-47, Dauntless. I love the old World War II style aircraft. And, you know, you progress, then I try to do the 3D thing and, you know, extras, lasers. My favorite, the Yak. It's always been a Pilot RC Yak. And I'm not just saying that because I sell Pilot RC, but I remember back in 2008 when I had my first Pilot RC Yak, I stripped it, I recovered it, made it orange, silver, and black. It's on YouTube. If you Google it, you know, you go on YouTube, you say Harry, you'll see my Yak. And I've always been a big fan of the Pilot Yak, just the brand, and I've flown other brands also, you know. There's a lot of very good brands out there.
How did the Tails Light Aviation came about? How did you decide to start an RC company?
Well, Tails Light Aviation came about, I think in February, that's when we decided to go our separate ways and open a company. Once we got the call from Tony Tan and said that he would like us to promote his brand, carry his brand, that made it a little easier to open an RC company because that's a product I know. That's a product I've used for many years. So it was a no-brainer for me. I know this product. I like the product. I've used it. So I can promote something that I actually fly and, you know, that I'm accustomed to. So it was a no-brainer for me. My wife and I, she's a very big part of this. And, you know, we had an IT company before. And then, you know, I don't have to travel as much. I get to stay in the shop. She's also here. She also works here. You know, we have a two-year-old and a new child coming in December. So it gives me the opportunity to stay home and be a father and just enjoy seeing my son at the shop. You know, so I love it.
Awesome.
Opening this company has been pretty, pretty good to us, you know, and meeting a lot of great people.
Tails Light Aviation, you have obviously an online store, but you obviously also have here a physical store. Is that in Florida?
Yeah, we have a small lobby area, you know, just carry for our local flyers that, you know, always could pop in, just stop by, say hello. We get people, you know, show them around the shop. We chit chat and just have a good time somewhere so they could come and hang out if they wanted to, just see some cool products.
So you obviously carry Pilot RC and you're the official distributor for Pilot RC here in the U.S.
Yes.
We're going to dive into that in a second. But what are other products that you carry at the moment outside of Pilot RC?
We have DA. We have a GP, DLE Motors. We carry the Scorpion line. We carry the Maniac batteries, Pulse batteries, high-tech servos. We do also have the Pilot RC brand servos, which, you know, definitely we carry PowerBox. You know, Danny Diaz is a good friend of mine, so that made it an easy transition. He was one of the first people that, you know, was like, welcome here. I'm going to help you start. Mm-hmm. Gave me some products. Total respect to that. There's a lot of other, we have the own turbine oil that we carry. We carry Shrewin Wind turbines, Jet Central turbines. And we have our own brand turbine, also the Injet from Pilot RC turbine. So we have a few more products, and we just signed up with JR. So we're going to have JR Propo in here also.
So pretty wide selection of products.
We're trying our best to make sure this becomes a one-stop shop for flyers.
What has been the main talent so far in opening Tesla? I'm sure that there is a lot of good that came from opening this store, but I'm sure that there's challenges that come with it, right?
The main challenge is just trying to keep everyone happy. That's what I mean. I'm really big into customer service. And trying to, especially I like to manage things because I've had my own company for so long, since 2005, and I've always been like, you know, the main person mm-hmm. overseeing everything. So I'm still trying to do this like that, which may, you know, I'm thinking I need to hire someone just for customer service. And I'm not going to lie, I can't please everyone all the time. Sometimes it falls through the crack, but it's not because I'm doing it intentionally. You know, that's why I ask all my customers, if you call me and I still call you back, give me a day. And if I don't, please call me. Everyone has my cell phone number. You know, I've gotten calls at 10 p.m. Oh, I didn't know it was 10 o'clock. Yes, you did. Which is fine. You know, that's why I gave you my cell phone. Give me a shout. You know, instead of going to other places, other channels, saying I'm not providing that level of service you want. Yeah. I give you my number. I have it there for you to call me. And I'm not one to be like, I don't care. I will apologize when I'm wrong.
Yeah, for what it's worth, when I've seen some of your interactions with customers in places like Facebook, everything I've seen has been like top notch. So,
okay, yeah, and that I'm very grateful to my customers. You know, I could name a few. Just always ready to back me. I'll be like, no, that's not like Harry. You know, so I have a few customers that would always step and just. I'm like, wow, I'm so grateful that I have this type of people that I'm helping, you know, in this hobby. Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, this is our hobby. You know, we need to just always unite, because it's not too many of us. It's like a family. When you go to the RC community, it's a family. You know, we all go see each other at one show or another.
When I look at Pilot RC, you know, I used to be in Spain. I'm from Spain. And when I used to fly competitions there, Pilot RC was fairly big. I was starting to become a very popular brand back in mm-hmm. 2010 or so. And then now when I'm here in the US, I was a bit surprised to see a lot of Extreme Flight. Lately, I see a bunch of Skywing. And I was surprised to not see a bit more Pilot RC on the fields, in competitions. Here in the US, I see everywhere else in the world, Pilotars is very big, has a lot of like big names flying amazing, putting amazing performances in both competitions and air shows. So I was a bit surprised that felt like Pilotars had a like fully catched up with the other brands in terms of not so much in quality, more in terms of public recognition. Do you have any sense of what might have happened there? And I'm guessing you have plans to kind of turn that around.
Well, that's been my main goal. If you've seen since day one, I've been hitting the pavement. I'm going to shows and I'm getting team pilots. Because like you said, in 2010, Pilot RC was larger than life, even here in the U.S. I mean, when we went to Joe Nall in 2010, you went to the 3D line. It was mainly Pilot RC aircrafts there. And I started flying jets. So I wasn't really into the 3D. I was into the 3D scene as not like I used to be. And when I went to Joe Nall 2 years ago, even before we took on Pilot RC, was you're right that we didn't have that many planes out there. That's something we're definitely trying to change. Pushing the name out there because it's definitely not quality. This is a very good quality product. I mean, anyone that builds a plane or flies it, be like, wow, that's a great plane. And the things, the items our aircrafts come with, you know, you can have your fuel tank. We give you that, your fuel dots, your spanners, your linkages. I mean, pretty much all you have to do is install your servo and radio gear, your radio gear and your engine, and you go flying. I mean, and it's top-notch product.
Yeah, I've definitely seen major steps forward in quality. Like back from 2009 or so to now, mm-hmm. the improvements have been like very, very noticeable.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, Tony Tan has been really. I've spoke to him this morning, and that's all that's his main focus these days is just make sure quality, or it doesn't come to the States. Mm-hmm. And that's just, you know, that's the same thing I told him. I was like, we need quality, and we need like my thing is spare parts. Now I'm just trying to get spare parts. Everyone just try to keep them in stock, and you know, you're never gonna have what that. You could have 1,000 spare parts, but you never have that one thing somebody's looking for.
It's a lot of things that can, people can ask for.
Yeah, they're going to ask for purple and yellow, and you have the green and blue. But we're working on it. We're trying our best to bring the brand back to where it was.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely have seen a lot more stuff happening in Pilot RC here in the U.S. in the past few months.
Thank you.
Definitely seeing the difference. So hopefully that keeps the momentum going.
Well, it's not only Tesla, it's our customers. You know, our customers mm-hmm. been putting it out there. You know, we got some amazing, amazing customers. The ones that's, you know, Pilot RC customers are, you know, very, you know, excellent customers. They, you know, I have some of them I have as friends now. Just text, call. Hey, look, I just did this. It's pretty cool, you know. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about airplanes. I see right there you have the brand new Matrix from Pilot RC.
Yes.
That looks really cool.
Yes.
Do you want to talk a bit about that? What's particularly interesting about this plane? I think there's a lot of people really excited about it.
Oh, the Matrix, that's our newest sports plane that we have. This is the 2.2-meter Matrix. I don't know if you've seen the JOK video. We have an Inject 160 on there. It comes with vector thrust for 3D or without it. And the quality on that the quality on this jet is superb. The finishing and the way the fly characteristic is excellent. So, and we have a lot of other cool products in the works also that's coming next year. For our customers, they're going to be really surprised to see the stuff that Tony's working on. Pilot RC is going to bring out. You know, we have the new F-86, amazing detail. Our NG, excellent flyer. You know, all my pilots pretty much fly NGs and lasers. is just some good top-notch quality stuff coming out from Pilot RC.
I've been hearing a ton of good comments about the newest laser, I believe it's the Laser V3.
The Laser V3, yes. Very nice flying aircraft. And the looks of it, the lines and the paint, the schemes that we're coming out with, everybody, I've been getting so many calls. That was the first thing we sold out of. I'm totally out of lasers. Mm-hmm. Anything 88, 73, I have a couple 73s and 60 inches and 67s left. That's about it. But all my 100cc's gone. So it's been doing pretty good. And also our Pitts S2B. That's another great flying aircraft that's been going off the shelves.
Going back to the Matrix, I think when I saw it for the first time, what seemed really appealing to me is that right now, most jets that are kind of 3D capable, thrust vector, not only from Pilot RC, but from pretty much any other company out there, tend to be on the bigger side. You have the Mephistos, you have the Jatons, that are like pretty large airplanes. And I think they're slightly old design, right? They've been around for a couple of years. And the Matrix is one of the first like smaller airframes that are designed from day one to be able to do those type of like 3D maneuvers with the thrust vector system, right? It's not somebody's hacking stuff together. It's something that from the factory has been designed to allow that type of flight.
Exactly. Yeah, it has been designed for 3D. And you, like I said, you can also get it without the 3D because not everybody's into that. But it is a small, compact jet that you, and for the price point, also, you got to remember the price point. You can't get a jet with this quality for under $5,000, you know, fully with everything in it, just add your turbine, go flying. I mean, you can't find nothing with this higher quality for the price. And it's something you could just take and put in the back of a four-door station wagon. You don't need the truck. You don't need the trailer. You're just nice, compact. And once you start flying in the sky, it feels like you're flying a big jet.
What are the different completion levels that the Matrix is offered as?
Yes, there's we have the tailpipe and gear version. We have the non-vector thrust version, which means it comes with your gear, pipe, tanks, servos, which just without the vector. And then we have the Pro that comes with everything you want in it, and also comes with the wing bags in for you also in the Pro version. So that's three versions, tailpipe and gear, and also your tank. You have the one that's no vector, but comes with your servos, tank, UAT, gear, and you have the Pro, which everything's included for you.
Cool. What you were mentioning before, I believe in Kentucky Jets, you were trying it with the 160?
Yeah, we had the 160 in it.
What's the recommended turbine for those people looking to make use of the thrust vector and do some 3D, some hovering?
The 160 was from what one of the pilot that actually flew it over at Kentucky Jet. He thought we had a 210 jet. I was like, no, it's a 160. He was like, wow, that's too much. That's a lot of power for that jet. That thing flies. I was at a quarter throttle to half the whole time. So the 160 is more than enough for extreme aerobatics. So if you want to just fly it around, I'm pretty sure, 100, 120 will fly perfectly. Because it's also not only a jet that you could go fast with, it's also extremely light. It is built extremely light and can withstand high speeds. So I would recommend anything from 120 to 160. With extreme aerobatic, I'll just, if you have the 160, put it in there. Anything bigger than that will be too much.
A bit overkill.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty great to hear. I mean, that means a pretty, within jet money, it's relatively affordable, pretty capable jet then.
Yes, it is extremely affordable, just like most of our stuff. We really think about the public and the price point is there. You know, just like with our 3-meter Viper, fully loaded, it's $7,000 for a 3-meter Viper. You can't find that anywhere.
What for those people that are interested in potentially ordering one of these, what's your current availability timeline to receive?
Well, we have a container in the works now that's supposed to be coming here within the next month and a half and two months. Give or take, depending what goes on, you know, it is coming by sea, so give it a week or two, but you never know what can happen. But after that, it's usually within it. Once we place the order with Tony, he starts working on it immediately, and it usually take a good 2 to 3 months to get it. Now, unless we call them, say, what do you have in the factory now? Okay, just like we did for Joe Nall last year. We're like, what do you have in the factory now that you can send tomorrow? Whatever he had, he sent us a list, and we just chose from that. And within a week, within 3 days, it was already on the water. Within 28 days, it was in the States. It all depends on, when I have customers with that wants custom paint work. That's going to take some time because, I mean, he has to start from scratch. Those type of, you know, all those variations take some time. And something like the Matrix that just came out, so he's producing them now. So that takes a little longer to get the container to come here before it's finished. So, you know, it's whenever it comes to jet, you got to be patient to get it. That's the wild thing.
For those people that are potentially interested in maybe getting started into jets, it can be a bit overwhelming, right? Coming from either electric or gas airplanes. Looking at Pilot RC catalog, what would be your recommendation for good first jets to get started?
Well, just don't do what I did. I went for a Hawk when I first started. It was a mistake.
Looks cool.
It looks cool. That's why I got it. So that's, I think one of the easiest flying jets to me is the J-10.
Really?
That's probably the only jet I'm actually comfortable flying one of my friends next to me. So I could be like, hey, you take this. The J-10 just floats. You can just take your hands off the receipt, you know, of the transmitter, just watch it just come down. So one of my favorite jets I always recommend to people is the J-10 because it's big and it's floaty. And I buy everything according to how slow it lands because I don't like the knee knocks when I'm flying. And another one would be the Viper is a nice fine jet.
That one seems pretty popular too.
Yeah, very forgiving jet is the Viper. I would say the Matrix, but we haven't had too many flights on it yet to say it. But I know from what I saw at JOK, it comes in really, really slow. So I'm excited about that.
It looks like it could be an interesting initial yet if you don't deal with the thrust vector from the beginning.
Yeah.
With the potential of if you want to go that route, you can maybe modify your setup a little bit on your radio and
yeah, like we have it on our radio. We have thrust vector and off, on, and extreme 3D. Mm-hmm. That's where we have the core program.
What would be your go-to setup for one of these kind of relatively smaller jets in terms of power distribution, servos, UAT?
Power distribution. Right now, I've been flying the core for a while, mm-hmm. So I use PowerBox. But you know, there's other brands out there. That's what I use, and that's what I know. That's what I've been using for the last 3 years. So, but I know there's other brands out there also. So for me, I usually go with the Competition SR2. You know, two receivers. I always do four batteries. I always have a separate battery for my retracts. I know a lot of people just tap it into the receiver, but I like to have that's all of it separate. Receiver batteries, retract batteries, turbine batteries. So I always do the full battery setup. So, but I, you know, it would be unfair for me to say this is what I recommend what I like is may not be something someone else want to use, you know? So, and I can't say what's, this is better than this, because it's all personal preferences, but I use PowerBox for now. So that's my go-to.
Is the J10 the main plane you fly these days? Like, you know, you're in a position where you probably have a bit more access to all the different planes, from at least from Pilot. What's your What are your main planes you take to the field? The days that you are off the hook, the days that you are not taking customer calls on nonstop and things like that.
Well, I haven't had that much time in my hands lately. I'm sitting at home with my son. It will definitely be the J10. Always take my 3-meter Viper everywhere I go. The 3-meter Viper is excellent. I love it. The F-86, just cause it just looks so cool. It's just that even if I don't fly it, I bring it, cause it gets the wow effect. But, my favorite, what I would take for my everyday flyer would probably be my J10. That would be my everyday flyer.
Do you fly it still with a thrust vector?
Yeah, always. It always stays on. It flies actually better when you have the thrust vector on at all time. You know, there's a 3D rate, the low rate, you just fly around. It flies a lot nicer with it. So, Cool. Yeah.
And it's very interesting. I definitely wouldn't have expected the J10 as a kind of a beginner-friendly airplane. Like, when you see like really good pilots like pushing the limits of that plane, you would think, wow, that plane must be like pretty hard to fly, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's just like the FC-1. You know, the FC-1's another great flyer. Once you see somebody hovering it low to the deck, flipping it around, you're like, wow, that must be dumb again. But if you find it around slow like I do, I'm older now, you know, so do some high alphas. It's really a very docile air jet. It's a very docile jet.
Is there any particular thing coming up in the near future, whether it's from Pilot or different brand, that you are particularly excited about?
We do have some cool stuff coming out. I don't know if I should say it yet. but you got to look for it next year. We got some nice warbirds coming. We have the P-47 now, so we have another warbird coming out. We have a couple cool stuff coming out. I'm not at liberty to say at the moment, but yes, we do have some very, very exciting items in the works at the moment. Tony's very busy. He was telling me today. I was like, well, don't go to sleep yet. Let's go make these Matrix.
Yeah, it seems like they're being pretty full throttle for a while now. From the day I started hearing of Pilot RC, I feel like they've been coming out with new stuff pretty quickly. Both in terms of products and in terms of the different technologies that they're using, the different manufacturing details that they're bringing to the market.
He's definitely been hard at work. And he's on promoting the brand, going, you know, he's actually hitting the ground, going places, promoting the brand also. And, you know, like Ryu's been doing an excellent job promoting the brand. You know, you got to give him credit for that. And just like my team pilots, they've been trying to do their thing, promoting the brand here in the States, you know, cheer for the guys.
Speaking of your team, one thing that sometimes probably younger people are always kind of chasing that sponsorship. Can you speak to those people that are trying to get those sponsorships? I think there's a lot of misconceptions about what it means to be a sponsor, right? Like, some people just think that it's all about having the best flying skills and then you just get free stuff, where in reality it's actually much more complicated than that. I wonder if you're able to speak a bit about that side of the sponsorships.
For me, the way I do my sponsorship is, I know a lot of, you know, like I said, I've been in this hobby for a while, and I've watched certain kids grow up, and I've hung out with certain parents, and I've seen that, you know, kids grow up. I look for a kid that's personable, and you have to be extremely polite. That's one of my big things. You got to be very helpful to anyone at the field, not because they're flying pilot. They could be flying this brand, that brand. If they need help and you know something, go help them. You know, I know you got to be extremely helpful. And yes, you got to be decent on the sticks. You know, that pays the bills at the end of the day. But my thing is, I like my team pilots need to be very polite and respectful, especially to adults when they're walking by or whatever. You know, just acknowledge people. Hello, sir. Hi. Stuff. You know, just politeness. That's why I look when I'm sponsoring someone. You don't have to be the best out there. But if you personable and you polite, you can hold a conversation, you're helpful, and you can fly, I don't mind signing you just for those factors, for those reasons.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you are, as a sponsor pilot for any brand, you are basically an ambassador of that brand, right? So whatever you do reflects well or not so well in that brand.
Exactly, on the brand. It reflects on me. You know, if they go out there and do something, I'm like, wow, that's that tells like that.
Yeah. What did Harry do here?
Yeah, right? Yeah. So cool. That's what I look for.
Yeah, makes sense. I like that approach. Yeah, is there anything else that you want to tell the viewers, people listening, about TailSlide or any of the other products you have going on?
Well, I just want to let everybody know, like, we open TailSlide just because for our love and passion for this hobby. You know, my wife and I, we're here daily, and JJ's also an employee here, JJ Hedrick. We're here every day, working hard, trying to provide the best quality service that we can for our customers. And, and try to bring nothing but the best quality products in here to serve to the RC community. Apologize if sometime we mess up here and there. Give us a try and you will see a difference. And I'm not here because I'm going to try to make $1 million, because I would have stayed
definitely
in
not IT the industry company. To be in.
Yeah, I would have stayed in the IT community for that. I'm here because the love of the hobby and the opportunity to represent Pilot was an honor to me. So I'm taking it. And then I'm not here for a year or two. I want my son to take this thing. If he wants to, I'm not going to push him, but I want him to be a part of this community. Also to see all the good people that I've met in this hobby, so that's what I'm here for. So my wife and I, we're putting in a lot of work, and, you know, we also have Falcon propellers here. So we're trying our best to give the RC community what they need, what they want. And we just ask you to just hang with us. We still grown. We only been in business for 4 or 5 months now, but we trying, and we will make it.
Yeah, I think you guys are doing an amazing job. I think it's really cool that I think it takes a lot of guts to start your own company. I think the RC industry is not easy. It's not it's a relatively niche industry, and nowadays with a couple of big companies kind of taking a bigger piece of the pie, is even more scary to open something on your own. So I think you guys are doing great, and I'm really looking forward to see where TailSlide goes in the future.
Yes, thank you very much. We do appreciate that comment.
All right. Well, Harry, I really appreciate your time. It was great chatting with you. I really hope that people interested in Pilot RC or any of the other products you carry, give you a call. What's the best way to get in touch with you and see what you guys have to?
You could always get in contact with us at info@tailslideaviation.com. I have a good friend of mine that monitors that, Campos. He's one of my very good friends, and he does an excellent job. Thank you very much, Campos. Monitoring all the emails that come through that email address, info@tailslideaviation.com, for all your orders, or just go to tailslideaviation.com if you want to see what we have online. And if you want to call and chit-chat, give me a shout. 301-502-4858. That's my cell. Call me anytime.
There you go. Not many people give their cell as open as that. That's always a really good sign of how much you care about your customers.
Yeah, give me a shout. That's the emergency RC number.
All right. Thank you so much, Harry.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You have a great day. Bye-bye.